Welcome back. This is Doyle Burbank Williams. You have found Agents of Providence. This is where I share some of my thoughts for the upcoming worship services for New Visions United Methodist in Lincoln, Nebraska. It is my privilege to be the pastor of those people. Agents of Providence is the idea of how we take the teachings and examples of Jesus into this hurting and broken world to try and make a positive difference. And we've got some practical ways of doing that for this upcoming week. New Visions is preparing for their very first appearance at Star City Pride here in Lincoln. And there are just some things we want to think about as we show up there to be the kind of example of what a Christian church can be in terms of welcome, love, and compassion. So stay tuned, and we will launch into some of those ideas. This week, we're listening to a little episode from Mark's Gospel in the 10th chapter. This is one of those occasions in which Jesus reaches out to heal someone. Mark 10, 46 through 52. Jesus and his followers came to Jericho. As Jesus was leaving Jericho, together with the disciples and a sizable crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, Timaeus's son, was sitting beside the road. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was there, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, show mercy on me." Many scolded him, telling him to be quiet, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, show me mercy." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him forward." They called the blind one. "Be encouraged, get up. He's calling you." Throwing his coat to the side, Bartimaeus jumped up and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind one said, "Teacher, I want to see." Jesus said, "Go your way. Your faith has healed you." And at once he was able to see. And he began to follow Jesus on the way. In the movie, The Way, Jack from Ireland, a struggling travel writer, refuses to go into the many churches that are along the Camino de Santiago. He says that where he comes from, the church has a lot to answer for, that they are all just temples of tears. The movie doesn't go into Jack's backstory, but Ireland has a brutal history of religious warfare, and even though we don't know the specifics of the story, it's clear that Jack has been wounded by the church. No one pesters Jack, or pursues him, or harangues him to go back into a church. But by the end of the Camino, he ventures into the big church there in Santiago on his own, even though it seems not to be an easy reunion. Now, churches here in North America have wondered for many years how to get people back in our pews. We wonder what we've done wrong so that so many avoid coming to church. So much so that we can be kind of desperate to get people to come to us. If we don't watch ourselves, we can overwhelm a newcomer with our enthusiasm, and that might push them right back out the door. Now, we, New Visions that is, are planning on having our first presence at Star City Pride next weekend. I really want to emphasize that we are not there looking for recruits. It is not our primary hope that the people that we meet will ever darken our door. We will be there because many of these people have been deeply wounded by the church, and we are there simply to love them. Thinking about that aspect of pride got me looking differently at this story from Mark's gospel. It seems pretty clear that what Bartimaeus wanted, at least to those of us reading the entire narrative, but Jesus doesn't make assumptions. Even though Bartimaeus has been calling for him, when Jesus meets him, Jesus doesn't immediately swing into action. Instead, Jesus asks, "What do you want me to do?" In other words, even though it's clear what's going to happen, Jesus asks permission. When I was in seminary in the mid-1980s, we didn't talk about trauma-informed care. I don't even know if the term had been coined yet. An unspoken assumption at the seminary, in church, was that we had what the world needed, and it was our obligation then to bring it to the world. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about how the church might be bringing harm into the world. Trauma-informed care recognizes that the effects of harm continue long after the cause of that harm has created it. Now, there are five principles of trauma-informed care that would have better prepared us for ministry with all people, and not just trauma survivors. These principles are, number one, safety. Providing physical and emotional safety. During Pride Weekend, we may meet people for whom the church has not been safe. Number two, choice. The individual has choice and control. The church has often treated people as objects, sinners to be saved, instead of giving them agency, the ability to make their own decisions. Number three, collaboration. Making decisions with the individual and sharing power. Number four, trustworthiness, which includes task clarity, consistency, and interpersonal boundaries. Five, empowerment. Prioritizing empowerment and skill building. Trauma-informed care recognizes the other person's personhood, their history, but most of all, their autonomy and worth. Now, Jesus never used the term trauma-informed care, but it seems clear that this was how he approached individuals. From Bartimaeus to the woman at the well, Jesus treated the people he encountered with all of these aspects of respect and care. That's why he asked permission to proceed from Bartimaeus. So whether it is at Star City Pride or any given Sunday, offering the ministry version of trauma-informed care transforms us from a place of commerce, of selling Jesus, into a place of honest, mutual relationship that is transformative and healing. Your faith has made you well, Jesus was able to say to Bartimaeus. But particularly at Pride, trauma-informed care reminds us that our purpose there is not to proclaim Jesus with our words as much as in our compassion and love. We are there to love all God's children, particularly those that we may have injured in our ignorance or arrogance of the past. We are there to be welcoming, embracing, when we ask permission, and empowering agents of grace, or for the sake of this podcast, agents of providence. We will be there simply to love those we meet. And so a few questions here to ponder, to reflect upon. How can the principles of trauma-informed care change the way a church does ministry? Have you experienced trauma of any kind in your own life? Whether it is specifically trauma-informed care or just done intuitively, when have you been treated with any of these principles? How does Jesus embody them? And where do we need to learn from these principles? This is Doyle Burbank Williams, theological gadfly, creative theologian as well, hoping that maybe we've sparked a little bit of a conversation in your own head, in your spirit, about how we can expand the ways that our compassion and love embodies the love of Christ for the world. If you've got any thoughts or comments on this, I hope you leave them below. I hope to engage with you again soon. May this be a time when you are seen entirely, loved completely, treated with the respect and care that every one of God's creatures deserves. I hope this is a peaceful and a joyful week for you all. Hope to join with you again soon.